nga kubanga era ye wuyo gwe tunoonya bulijjo singa wali tewamuzuula nga ye mutuufu tewandibadde wano olunaku lwaleero naye olw'okubanga wamuzuula nga mutuufu manyi ensonga lwaki oli wano era nuwayo tuzze okumwekenneenya teekateeka omutima gwo kubanga kye kitabo ky'omwoyo omutukuvu naye mwetegefu agenda kubanga atuwandikamu era ng'atwongera otuteresa ebyama mukama yeebazibwe amiina ogyeyo ne bayibuli yo n'ekitabo kyekyomubiri mwogenda owandika naye ajja asobole okuwandika mu mitima gyaffe ne mu magezi gaffe tugenda kugatta engalo zaffe twaniriza omutume Ronald Hope Witness wamu ne musumba Sam Bosa batwongereyo mu maaso mu kigambo
Yesu yebazibwa b'oluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mulinyira Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
Grateful ask your brethren.
Mumwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri omwoyo w'amazima.
Which come from the spirit of truth.
Omwoyo wa Kitaffe.
The spirit of the Father.
Omwoyo wa Kristo.
The spirit of Christ.
Omwoyo w'eddembe.
The spirit of
yongerayo mu kumanya.
Tell them to move on into knowledge.
Era tuva mu kitiibwa nga tweyongera mu kitiibwa.
We move from glory into glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Webale kunyiikira.
Thank you for diligently seeking.
Ebiro bye tulimu byabutalikangayo
kukungaana. The seasons we are in is not to forsake fellowship.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Kubanga bwayogera Biblia ni
Yesu 10:12. When he speaks in Hebrews 10:25.
Atulabula n'atugamba bwati.
He warns us and tells us this.
Biblia esula ya 10
10:25. Hebrews 10:25.
Biblia esula ya 10
10:25. Hebrews 10:25.
Obutalekanga kukungaana wamu ng'abalala bwe bayisa. Naye nga tubuulirira era nga tweyongeranga okukola ng'ebyo bwe tutyo nga bwe mulaba olunaku luli nga lunaatera okutuuka
nti okusinga ennyo
most important
tukuŋŋaana ennyo naddala nga tulengedde nti olunaku olunaatera okukola
let's fellowship more as we foresee that the day is about to reach
olunaku lwa mukama waffe nga lunaatera okutuuka
the day of the Lord is about to come
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
So tukulekayo.
Now we shouldn't forsake.
Kubanga ebirebyo bizibu nnyo.
The seasons are very hard.
Oba olina okukuŋŋaana ennyo n'okuŋŋaanya omusana mungi.
You must fellowship much and gather much light.
Kubanga ebirebyo bye birumba nabbi ab'obulimba abangi.
For in the seasons are many false prophets.
Abatuma ab'obulimba n'abasumba ab'obulimba.
Apostles and the false pastors.
N'abantu abalinga abo.
And people like those.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Kugenda kweyongera mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
We are moving on with the journey of heaven.
Era leero tugenda kwongera okwawula nga tukomekereza ebyennyanja y'omuliro
etandikira
ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya
zaabu
kwagala kulaba engeri embuzi gye zikulukutira mu mugga guno
ogw'omuliro paka
wali eri ku nsibuko
oba ku bibiro
yesu
yeebazibwa
tugenda kuba tulaba ekyo engeri abonoonyi bagenda okukulukutira mu nnyanja
y'omuliro
okutuuka awali
ebbibiro
amanya n'eddoboozi
omutume
Ronald
Hope Witness
wamu n'omusumba
n'omusomi
wa
Bayibuli
tubaagala nnyo mwenna
we love you all In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Unto
you decided to seek the Lord. As you based in his holy book. Like Isaiah 34:16 tells us. That look in the book of the Lord and read. We thank the Lord.
He's
given us that strength. Not that every person has strength to sit and seek and look in the book of the Lord. For people have been taken over in many things.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. But we see this golden altar. It's found in the midst of the cherubims. Where the lake of fire begins from to head back to its source.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. This day of judgment in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, God spoke of those who will be with sins on that day. When he spoke in Isaiah and he said, Isaiah 34:14. Isaiah 34:14.
N'ensolo enkambwe z'omu ddungu zirisisinkana n'emisege.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's read
Isaiah 34:33.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah 33:11.
Isaiah 33:11. Muli bambuto za bisusunku, muli zaala subi. Omuka gwamwe muliro ogulibocha.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Munyanja yo muliro.
In the lake of fire.
Imuko bintu ebirala ebizibu ebiri.
Some of the other wilder things within it.
Obo osamuliro.
You breathe fire.
Nga omuntu yandisiza nti nsikampewo.
Just like someone who has breathed the breath of life.
Obo osikamuliro nga gwe kuyingira.
In the lake of fire, you breathe fire, which is the one entering you. The explainers, they tell you. Let's see the next verse of fellow. Isaiah 33:12.
You've
heard
what will be upon the peoples. The burning out. Like you see how thorns burn up while in the fire. It's what we ended yesterday telling you. That after the angel of death and hell have put all their works within hell. That's where you hear missiles blowing up in the lake of fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The bursting is much and in dire in the lake of fire.
Those
who used to be within walls and in two things of warfare. All those they will put bombs for them in the lake of fire. And they'll be blown up, yet they get back to their form. Isaiah 33:13.
Muulire mwabali ewala byenkoze na mwabali okumpi mukiriza amanyi gange.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Lunakuru.
On that day,
batula bulanga tukyaliene ewala.
They warn us why we still this far.
Kubanga tuli mu kitundu ekyawansi.
For we are right in the rim below.
Ku planet Earth.
On the planet Earth.
The
earth planet found in the last great heaven, which is known as the fourth heaven. And you ascend right to the city of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
the one of the ones who are far and they were near. For these us who are right far here, far from that city. But right now that they who are in it, the angels and the saints of God. But he told us this, he had already done it. Of the lake of fire, he had already prepared it. Let's read and hear. Isaiah 33:14.
It's
a day of terror. Everyone will reach Jerusalem on the mountain Zion.
Mbebrania Kumina Bida will be
this in Hebrews 12:22.
One it is a Kusazi.
That we welcome you on the holy mountain of God, the mountain Zion, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That day everyone would have sins that are brought you for judgment. It's a day of great terror.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Isaiah
33:14.
Ani kufa
anayinza. Who of us will be able?
Kuwaulira.
We heard.
Ubakolise kisoke sura iyo
kusatu. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Webatulaga nti uja kenda kuchota.
When they showed us you led to the altar.
Batunulire milimu joba dokola.
And they look at the works you've been doing.
It
will be good works.
Then you
they will work white garments for you out of those works.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If there will be evil
works, that
body will be in which appears like a sack if you don't repent. Which appears like a dry stick. It's what will be the first to get destroyed. After you, the spirit. But he has asked the question, who will be able to dwell with the consuming fire of God? We saw how the saints will be able to survive that. According to Revelation chapter 6, verses 9-11, the saints go into the altar and they work garments for them right in there. And they work garments for them according to the works of righteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But unto the evil, it's very hard even to sit in that fire. For the lake begins to boil right from there.
No, kusa, no sizao.
And to melt you immediately. Let's hear. Isaiah 33:14. This is everlasting burning. That's why the lake of fire is called the second death. The everlasting death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
the fire is to burn forever. It means you'll be melted. I speak until you don't want to repent and get out of evil and you get to be a good person. That will reach upon you no matter how long it will take. But until the evil was repented, God tells you when he based in Ezekiel 18, when the evil consider their wickedness and they repent, none of their evil acts will be remembered. They will get to be righteous. They will surely live. Let's move on to here. Isaiah 33:15.
Oyo anyoma amagoba agava mu kujoga. Akunkumula engalo ze obutakwata nguzi. Aziba matu gobuta ulira musai, era aziba maso gobuta tunulira bubi. Oyo yalitula waguru, echifoche, echokwe kuma, chilibankomera za mainja.
Batubulide,
they have told us,
vera wibaso kututegeza,
just like the first told us,
mtuwari kutandiko kusema kunyanje leo,
where we began to study of the lake of fire.
Habana hizo okubira ono kukumikiriza.
Those will be able to survive and live in it.
Habako divyo butuki.
Those who work righteousness.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na ye, buodida banga, no tuusibuwa okumusangu.
But when you see that you reach on the judgment,
ilangu tuuse oto ina mubili kwa mkuu.
And you reach there without the body of heaven,
manyabu manyatu genda kusawura.
Know that you're not going to be able to stand it.
Ida, ichoto chuchu jata, nikira okusamu somo vili kwa kukweko.
And the altar will begin to melt your body to finish it.
And will
pour in your acts you've been doing within that altar.
The videos of
videos and the audios concerning their evil. What you speak and what you saw and what you did.
There
are even the writers who trust their righteousness.
He
spoke of them in Ezekiel 3.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Mostly in 18, Ezekiel 18. Praise Jesus. They trust their own righteousness. And they begin to do evil. And they say they will die in their unrighteousness. Praise Jesus so much. Now let's be very careful. First and foremost, because all who came from Adam, even though they have entered into sin and they even died, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20
and to 23,
they were given a chance to get born again, according to John 3.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And if we get to believe, the lake of fire, it had been prepared for the devil and his fallen angels. And the human being wasn't worthy to appear within the lake of fire. But because of rebelling and rejecting God's offer, there are those who have been separated on the left hand, and they too are going to be cast in the lake of fire. According to Matthew 25, verses 41, God speaks like this. Read for us and we hear. Matthew 25, verse 41.
Awali gambabo, abali kumukono gwe ogwa kono nti. Muveo wendi, mwabako limirwa. Mugende muliro ogutagwa ogwa atekerwa sitani, neba malaika ave.
You heard what that fire intended before?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Baba gamba, they told
these ones on the left hand of the gods. On the left hand of the gods. Let them go in the fire which was prepared for the devil. We human beings were meant to be in the lake of fire.
And the
reason why God did everything possible, first to chase us in the garden before, and He sent us on this world to get contrite, and then we repent towards Him, and we escape the lake of fire. For in His plan, we were not in it among them to be cast in the lake of fire. In that plan was the devil and his fallen angels. The fallen angels
have never
been given a chance to get born again. They fought with sin, they overcame. They failed once. And
they
chased them once from heaven. But it's surprising on a human being. All of us are totally failed ones. And we are given a chance to get born again. How to trample that chance. And we count it as if God never loved us. That's why we are joined on this everlasting fire. And they cast him there, yet the devil was the one meant to be there and the fallen angels. Fight on yourself. There is a moment. There is still time. You can still get saved.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You
who is still on this world, when you have not yet blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you still have a chance. But the one on this world and they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, they do still have more than this chance. For in Matthew 12, verse 31 to 32, when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you are not forgiven in this generation and the ones to come. In this generation, these are what makes heavens and earth which are. The next generations, they make up the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. If you want to know the way you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you read Hebrews 6. It will explain to you people who have heard the word of God and they have gotten the light and they get to know that hell is existing in a lake of fire and they know even the blood which can sanctify them, but they trample it and they count it as if it never cleansed them. Those fools, though they are still on this world, they have no chance to chance to escape the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
says,
it would
have required them not to realize the way of truth. Instead of knowing it and they abandoned it after.
And
while he's still in this world though,
he
became a false prophet or a false apostle or a false pastor.
And if you
pastor and you go to know of truth,
you
were once in truth,
but you
change yourself to follow darkness.
Your chance
was finished long time.
And
even though you repent,
that's
why we repent, they still in this world.
When you've
gotten this light,
or you've
not yet become a false apostle or a pastor,
that
you don't dare get into that.
Because you
may finish up your chance of repentancy.
Those
in hell no more have that chance.
Even those who
have already blasphemed the Holy Spirit and they are still in this world,
they don't
know have that chance.
Yes, you was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
So we know kumanga tuwege ndereza.
Now we must be very careful.
Like
they told us in Ezekiel 10.
That there
is this altar in the midst of the
Kelvin. We
want to see how this lake moves.
And
we begin from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
In
the center of it,
where
there is the golden altar of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
read Ezekiel.
Ezekiel yesula ya 10 onyolisoka.
Ezekiel 10 from verse 1.
Aone ntunula eralaba. Mubanga eliali waguru womutwe gwa bakerubi. Ne walabika waguru wabwe nge jinje lya safiro. Ngembale ekifananye kyentebe. Nangamba omusajja ayambadde bafta. Nayogera nti yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abetolola abawulukuka. Wansi wa kerubi. Ojuze bibatu byo byombi ebisiriza ebyomuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi obimansire ku kibuga.
Yes, you must go.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyoto kino,
this altar,
ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira,
where the lake of fire begins from,
kiri wano mu masekati ga bakerubi.
It's right here in the midst of the kelvims,
mu masekati g'ekibuga kya Katonda.
In the center of the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Na ye,
but
kikulukuta.
It flows.
Oh,
this stream moves ahead to the real lake of fire.
As it
passes in the basement of that city.
And
that stream passes the boundary of that heaven.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Like you
see the entire basement of the
city.
It passes at the borders of the city and goes up to the
second heaven. It
gets up to the second heaven.
Where
we find the four living creatures.
That
is why you see that Ezekiel chapter 1.
It shows you fire
in the wheels of the four living creatures.
Let's
go and see there.
Somebody Ezekiel, Esure Soka Onyolisoka.
Ezekiel, Esure Soka Onyolisoka. Awolwatu kamwako gwa makumi asatu mu mwezi ogwokuna. Kulunaku olw'omwezi olw'okutaano. Bwe nali ndi mu basibe ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali. Eggulu ne limbikulibwa. Nendaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda. Kulunaku olw'okutaano olw'omwezi gwe gwali omwaka ogwokutaano ogw'okusibibwa kwa kabaka Yekoyakini. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira ddala Ezekiyeri, kabona mutabani wa Buzi, mu nsi ey'Abakaludaaya ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali. Omukono gwa Mukama ne gubeera ku ye eyo. Awo ne ntunula era laba embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi. Nezifuluma obukiiko obwa kkono.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe yali heavens zigazimwegulidde.
When the heavens had opened for him.
Bwe boogera nti heavens zizeggula.
When they speak that the heavens opened.
Wekitegeeza yalaba asinziire no ku nsi.
It means he saw besting on the planet Earth.
Na ye nezigenda nga zeggulo baka tukozese wano.
But the heavens moved on to open for him.
Wabeewo ajayimira.
This someone come to stand right here too. And we see how Ezekiel saw this thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For example, he was on the planet Earth. In your English version, it says,
and the heavens were opened. So,
it's not one heaven which opened.
So, we are on the planet.
While it was on planet Earth, he saw through the door of the heaven. And he entered the first heaven. Even the door of the first heaven opened in the north. And he saw into the second. That's why he said that the heavens were opened.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I think you have
to be the way we are demonstrating it. You sit or stand right there. You minister.
Me
too, I'm standing right here all the time.
Because
we are always standing. Now get your books. Be here.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus so much. What I try to bring for you to see. When he saw the whirlwind out of which came the second heaven. He saw it came from the east. In the east of that heaven.
The
extreme of the heaven is where it came from. I don't even understood it. But we tell you the stream within the city. It passes the boundaries of the heaven. And it goes to the other door.
Of the first heaven
and it enters the second heaven.
It
passes the boundaries to go to the east. The north is where it comes from. Come to the center where we see four living creatures. Now it can ascend up. Others ask, how can the stream ascend up? Even planet Earth, the streams are ascending up, and they are ascending on mountains. Let's read this scripture again.
Ezekiel esule soka olinyolo kuna.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 4.
Awo nentumule ralaba embuyaga ezikunto lwamani nezifuluma obukiko bwakono. Ekire kinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasamasa okukyetolodde. Era muggo wakati ne muva ng'embala erya zaabu.
You
bring it back down still.
You
know when the lake is moving,
the
water moves in their stream form.
Even
when this stream moves in the same form, it is very threatening. It's like roaring voices. Roaring with the voices.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
those to be ridden in that day, after they have cast them in on the altar, the driving of this river, they will not miss people here and they will be in that thing. There are people and they hear straight as we speak now. But God spoke of them, he said they have big heads. And when we preach for their own condemnation.
He
speaks of those in Matthew 24, 14. And even this gospel of the kingdom,
it will
be preached in all nations, it will be a witness, and then the end will come. If it's a witness,
until
they overcome, it's a witness of joy.
Until
those who never overcome, it's a witness of tears.
Yes, he
has. Praise Jesus.
Now,
when we preach the gospel, we know that not all of you are to believe. And we know that some here read that they can be condemned well. And we preach others to feel joy for deciding well. That's why we've told you that for preaching, we know that not all people are to believe. But you know that God had sent prophets and apostles in their midst. For there are those who are still hard-hearted.
era mulimu abalina emitwe emikakanya.
There are those who have you are stiff neck and the legs are stiff, they can't hear.
Oyinza okuba nga si gwe.
You may not be you.
Naye waliwo omulala agenda era okuwulira nga ye bwate mukakanyavu.
But there is another one here, but they are stiff necked.
What
do you think of that issue? Which side are you?
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
Most
people say, perhaps apostle, is it speaking of me? Have you heard me speak of you? Why
do
you choose death when they are put two offers?
They have
put life on death. Why do you
think
perhaps it's me who has chosen death? Why do you put it upon yourself? Take it out and choose life.
Even
your actions will prove where you have chosen life. If there will be of righteousness, you have chosen life. If there will be of unrighteousness, you would have chosen destruction. Let's move on with Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
chapter 1, verse 5.
Era mugwa wakati ne muva ekifaananyi eky'ebiramu ebina. N'embala yaabyo yali bw'eti. Byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Tunaatira nimanye eggulu eyo
ey'okubiri. You know that second heaven.
Tulina ebyokulaba bingi.
We have many things to see.
Naye tukuyisizaawo okwo.
But we pass you through a brief.
Ku by'omugga bw'onaalaba nga omuliro guli mu magaali omuntu weewoonya.
The fire within the wheels, don't be surprised.
Bine olunaku lw'omusango.
The day of judgment.
Bine ebiramu ebina bijja kuba tebiriiwo.
These four living creatures will not be there.
Kubanga bano ba malayika.
For these are angels.
Bajja kuba ensonga bagivuddemu.
They would have abandoned and given up this mission.
That's why
you hear in Revelation 9.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Gamba.
And they tell us,
malayika,
lose the four angels tied in the river Euphrates. They speak of the four living creatures. They would have been set free and the river flows there very clear. The other stream is a very big one. You know, here at the altar, remember we
studied
the size of the kilometers which make up the altar.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
It
boils in the bottom there.
When you are
in the city of Jerusalem, of heaven,
you can't
hear it boiling.
For
they built it in the basement where it passes in the tunnels. You can't even hear of it. And it crosses.
It
gave it commandments, it passes the borders of the heaven. Just as you had in Proverbs
8,
how we gave commands the streams of this world.
Even
commanded the stream which heads the lake of fire.
Wabula,
but to reach it to its source, it takes a lot of time. To reach you to its source.
It takes
some good time. And
they
are on the way. They have not reached well the source. Where the lake boils well in the source of it. You expect, will you be in that stream? It's good hope to be in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you see,
it's good to be the stream heading the lake of fire. Friend, we cannot stop you on that. God has not refused you to decide yourself. Are we to hinder you choose what you want?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But as the stream is within the second heaven, it passes the borders and heads to the northern door. The northern door of the second heaven. And it enters the third heaven.
naye tosobola kusiŋŋana awo owetoloddewo olusuku lulimu omugga gw'amazzi malamu.
You can't find it there. There's a garden surrounding with living waters within it.
Opposite eri gye lwakugambye.
The opposite we told you of.
Era guyiteyo mu basement.
Still, it passes its basement.
Nekugenda ku mbibi.
It goes to.
Nekukomerawo wansi mu basement. Nekufubutukirayo.
It gets out.
Olaba ezo rainbow. Kalaza rainbow zetolodde.
The colors of rainbow surrounding the throne,
all
streams
of
the Holy Spirit,
that's
where they appear from,
according
to the seven spirits.
Now the part
of the fire you see within the rainbow,
it's
the only stream made by the spirit of the fear of God.
Now there are
many streams which rotate around there.
There's
the stream of water,
agaburu,
of blue,
agabururu,
of bluish,
green,
greenish,
yellow,
yellowish, goldish.
Just as the
colors
are red,
but they are streams.
There
is a big glass.
It is
sealed on those streams.
To surround the
throne,
the
elders are being ahead from both streams moving around there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
they
reach
the things of themselves and they all appear.
Now when
another breaks, the one of fire descends to pass the borders, and this other pass the center.
This
one share and they make good streams.
The one
of fire parts to pass the borders.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. That one is where they see that it appears
there.
That's why they say it appears on the altar.
And
it disappears in the basement.
And it comes
in the wheels here. It appears again.
It
wants to appear so much in the central down there.
For
even the third heaven is so in the center of it. And it sampled them. Wait for us.
We are going
to melt a new human being.
But with
the saints, we have so much joy.
We shall be
on the lake standing and worshipping the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Revelation
15
says this. The
issue of this stream which appears in the third heaven.
Kubikulire sura ya 15 onyolusoka nenda ba akabonera akalala muguru akanena akekitalo bamalaika musanvu ngabalina ibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwakatona mwebutukirira nenda ba ngenyanja yenda nenda ba ngenyanja yenda birwamu nenda ba ngenyanja yenda birwamu etabuddwamu omuliro abava eri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo nga bawangudde nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja y'endabirwamu nga balina ennanga za Katonda.
Owulidde n'ekyalimu.
Have you heard what happened?
Fa tujja kutuuka kaawo.
We the saints we shall reach there.
Omusango bwe gunagwa mu kibuga.
After judgment in the city.
Nga tuyita mu ggulu ery'okubiri.
We'll be past the second heaven.
Nga twambuka mu ly'okusatu.
And we are sent to the third heaven.
The heaven is it and
these heavens are roaring to disappear. The third heaven will be the last to pass away. The Lamb of God
will
lead us to go to the new heavens and the new earth above the heavens.
Do
you understand this thing clear?
Kati ifa tukufutuja tukaonga utumula.
We the saints shall reach there and look in there. Remember the sea of glasses sealed these streams of fire. Streams
will be broken.
The other glass, you can't feel the boiling down there. You can't feel the glass is very hot. But you see streams are rotating and boiling down. These are bluish. Each one in its own course. They rotate around the world. Jesus sat in third heaven. None of them enters in another's course. Just as you see,
River
Nile crossing Lake Victoria.
And
you see River Nile is headed inside Lake Victoria.
The
other water doesn't mix in the other. The other goes its own and this one its own. We shall be on this. We, as we see the big past. And we are praising and worshiping God. You saved us, Lord.
Those
are flowing in the fire. Now we threw them in it in the first heaven.
But
as we're in the third heaven, we see them pass.
But
we are among the saints. I don't know you where you will be. We are fighting to everything possible appear in the saints. What will happen when we hold our hearts right there? And we stand
on
the sea. We
praise
God. Thank God for saving us. Thank you.
That's why
we are praising and worship of heaven. What
is
done in heaven to be done on earth. As we shall reach heaven, we shall be used to that life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But that leg, it boils in the ground down there. Just look.
If you
see them passing like pieces of meat boiling in a saucepan. And they're opening their mouth and they're shouting. But we don't hear anything.
So,
now how that leg moves and spring moves as it takes them.
That
stream appears and passes the borders, of the third heaven. It moves to the northern door of the third heaven. It moves me where? After
it
gets out of there in the third heaven, it reaches into the seraph number six. Through the spirit of fear of God. That's where the source from God gathers the fire right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to get explained of that aspect.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But
what
I request you is one that will be among them to pass the other ways. For all the ways which we have to pass through their six. And they reach us in the seventh way. Those who pass through the sixth way will not get out. The ways of God are totally in number seven. But that one way you can't pass through it and reach. That you can enter the city.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on what concerns the lake of fire and how it flows to reach above the heavens where the source of it is. In the seraph number six, or what we call the spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. First and foremost, just as we end up in the third heaven,
yes,
praise Jesus. And here we've seen there the lake of fire. This most of the proof, the word of God is a consuming fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
is where we have our God is a consuming fire. It is so a stream of fire getting from him. But the word you read, that the word of God is a consuming fire. It's what explains the sea surrounding him. And moves on to explain that part. Of that he too is a consuming fire. The word of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
God, so
we're going to first get explained that part.
Then to nyonyoke, rain bayo.
If we get explained of that rainbow, the powers from the seven spirits of God.
Yes, he was
praise
he was
Jesus so much.
So to read.
Let's read and we'll hear. According to what we end up in Revelation 15. Revelation 15, verse 2.
Nendabanga ennyanja eyendabirwamu etabuddwamu omuliro. Abava eri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo nga bawangudde, nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja y'endabirwamu, nga balina ennanga za Katonda. Ne bayimba oluyimba lwa Musa omuddu wa Katonda, n'oluyimba lw'omwana gw'endiga, nga boogera nti, bikulu era bya kitalo ebikolebwa ebyo, ebikolwa ebyo. Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, nga butuukirivu era ga mazima amakubo go, gwe kabaka ow'emirembe n'emirembe.
Amakubo ge gaki?
His ways
ga mazima.
They are justified and true.
Kabaka ow'emirembe gyonna.
Everlasting King.
Tugenda kulugira kulabe ku makubo ago.
We're going to head to see those ways.
For
in going back above the heavens, we know heavens and earth which are going to pass away. But like I've told you,
that
these ways of God are seven. But the six ways among them, they have to join on the main highway, which is known as the seventh way.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. One way is not open, it was totally shut. That of the spirit of fear of God. The seraphim whom is the lake of fire. Just as it gets from the Lord and it gets ends up in him.
But
let's first get explained how where it's gathered on the sea of glass. On the word of God. Sat in the third heaven.
But
it will come to pass what is spoken in Jeremiah 23.
Tugendeyo tusomeko Yeremia 23
verse 29.
Yeremia esula ya 23 olunyiriri lwa 29.
Jeremiah 23 verses 29.
Ekigambo kye tekifaanana muliro, bwayogera Mukama, era tekifaanana nnyondo eyasaayasa olwazi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Nti Mukama wa Yesu ekigambo kya
Katonda. The Lord Jesus is the word of God. Like we heard in John 1:14. That the word clothed flesh and we saw him right where we are. As the Son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And he came with the scroll by which he was written about. But to be able to understand the word of God is the consuming fire. It's upon the sea, surrounding the throne where he sits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And according
to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse
26
to down. They explain the portion of the ring below the bottom part surrounding the rainbow according to the throne of the word. Let's read and we hear.
Ezekiel 1:26. Era waggulu w'ebbanga eryali waggulu w'emitwe gyabyo waliko ekifaananyi eky'entebe ng'embala y'ejjinja eya safiro. Ne ku kifaananyi eky'entebe kwaliko ekifaananyi ky'embala ey'omuntu ku yo waggulu. Ne ndaba ng'ebbala ery'ezzaabu etabuddwamu effeeza, ng'embala ey'omuliro omunda mu yo enjuyi zonna, okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okwambuka, era okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okukka. Nalaba embala ey'omuliro. Era waliwo okumasamasa okumwetoolodde.
Praise Jesus.
Okuvanga bulaba kiwato bwatudde.
Right from you see his waist where he seated. on that throne to come down and see the appearance of fire surrounding there.
The
revelation is what they have explained as the lake of the sea of glass. And out of it comes different shinings.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
is
what
we explain and they say. The word of God is a consuming fire. But we know that the three are one. Just as you hear in 1 John chapter 5, verses 3. Verses
7
in the King James Version.
Or
you was restored it in your version of English and Uganda, which never had it.
Now,
because we have three witnesses in heaven, we have the Father,
we have
the Word and the Son, we have the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. What the Father is, the word too is the same. Even the Holy Spirit. Just as of the Father comes fire. When he speaks of his word too, he says it's a consuming fire. That's why we are also going to head. And the entire government of these powers is in the Holy Spirit. That's why powers appear in the lake of fire. Till they gather in the part of the body of the Holy Spirit, which is made of the six seraphs.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. What is more on these issues?
We
should not get clear in an image. That how can they appear? In the
journal
of heaven shall reach and see all things when you reach above the heaven. But you
should
get the summary when you see the fullness. The fullness of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we know what's required of getting out from the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Why do we
alert
you all over these all issues?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That you should not lack knowing anything, how it moves and where it is. For one who has said, I had the lake of fire begin from the golden altar of God. But from there, where does it head? Now, in the full knowledge we are meant to give you, where it heads, that you got them all and understand. And you have all the knowledge which is full.
Well,
not to begin to explain the lake of fire and end on the way.
When
we say that let it end on the golden altar of God. When
heaven
and earth which are passed away, where is it going to go?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So though
to be in it, to be in it forever. If we hit that it's only on the golden altar of God, when heavens and earth which are passed away, now where will it be after? Don't you not ever ask that question?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you understood why we started that?
It's
true. The lake of fire rises around the throne, as we have seen. But it gets out and moves up to the beginning above the heavens.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
But
let's first see how it rotates around the word of God. According to Revelation chapter 4, from verse 1 to 4.
Kubikulirwe sura ya kunoonya olusooka. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba era laba oluggi oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'ery akagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano.
Yes,
Praise Jesus.
Abo twagambye nti heavens bwe zigenda zikulwa.
Have we told you as heavens move on to be open?
Oba oli eno ku planet kwetuli.
As you are right on the planet where we are.
Now
when the other heaven opens,
or
when the heavens open, you see another, the third heaven where he sat, and he tells you, come up here. Means the rings of the heavens move on, ascended up.
It's
not told, get down, descend, but they are told, come up. When he reached what he saw.
Revelations 4
verse
1. Nange nakulaga obigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo. Amangu ago nali mu mwoyo. Era laba entebe ey'obwakabaka yali ng'etegekeddwawo mu ggulu. Era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe. Naye eyali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja erya yasepi n'erya sadiyo okulabika. Era nga waliwo ne musoko okwetoloola entebe eyali efaanana nga zumaliidi okulabika.
Musoko oyo ndowooza omulengera.
I think you see the rainbow.
Wabula twagambye.
But we told you.
Bw'oba otuuse ebyannyanja nga
nene. It's a big sea.
Okujjako ng'ogirengeredde wala
atoli mu ssentro and not in the central
atutuukidde ddala ku yo wali wennyini
not reached right where it is
wanga kakati bana abalengeranga musoko eyeetolodde
right now this was so it has a rainbow surrounding there
obeeranga ene mabega wabaki wabakadde abiri mu abana
you see it from behind the four principal elders
ati ng'ogirengera
and you see it from far
olengeranga rainbow eyeetolodde
wakiki you see the rainbow surrounding the throne
rainbow
you see the rainbow
you are
far and they show you ahead.
Now we think
it may see as if a rainbow is surrounding
there. But
after he went to reach the exact place,
when Revelation 15
reached the exact place,
how
long it's been a sea of glass.
You
know, when you look at the sea,
you really see the
rainbow upon
covering
on the top of waters. Now we first saw that.
When
he reached the exact place,
he wondered
it was all along a sea of glass.
It
reflects its
color
on the top of the glass.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, now
we're going to real knowledge.
For after you leave
the sea, you head to the 24
elders.
Let's first read and you understand that.
Revelations 4:4.
That when you exceed the throne
of
the word Jesus where he is seated,
whom they have said
him appearing in the different type of stone.
When we saw
in Revelations
1, verses
8-13,
yes, he was raised
Jesus.
After he came
from that throne, there is a sea surrounding there.
I
tell you, it's in seven streams,
which
would have been the colors of
rainbow. But
that stream of fire heads to its own way.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
it parts from the other six streams.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Revelations
4,
verse 4. Nga batudde nga bambadde engoye enjeru ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Abakadde abirimu abana okuba okutuuka kale ddala wali entebe ya Katonda
eyakigambo to reach where the throne of the word is.
Abakadde abirimu abana babeera eno walako
elders are far from the throne.
There
is a sea of glass from them to reach where the Lord is
seated.
But shrinks and covers a big portion.
And you
see them in a small angle here. Want to make them in video, you see how they appear in distance.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
On the throne
where
I have
you will see in video as we've made it.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
You see
that to move from the elders to where the throne of God is, walk a big distance.
Because
transports of there are easy, you can move quickly with azotars. But if someone here goes in a vision, things are gathered and magnified, pulled close to you.
And
you see them in that smaller angle. According to how you can watch well.
And
if you see the eyes are moving,
you
can't accept you come a bigger angle.
Who's
ever been a vision like that?
You want to see here, but they
cut you off. You have a boundary.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus. But I thank the Lord.
Try to get the knowledge.
For me, I
thank
you. Everything I wish that I come to see around. Mostly in the third year. The first 2 years they gave me an angle. The more I got strengthened,
in the mark,
I reached and I would turn even my neck to look behind me. Even asking, I would ask questions.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
the truth is that the lake of fire first rotates around there.
This
we see as colors of rainbow around in that throne. Those are the real powers from the Holy Spirit, from above the heavens. What I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Spirit, His real
body
has never appeared in the heavens and earth which are.
You
remained in above the heavens, is there with the Father.
He
sent His
power.
Praise
Jesus.
His powers
are
in the seven colors of rainbow surrounding the throne.
And
they descend down here.
Then
they appear in the lampstands
of
the city. They show you how he appears while in above the heavens. And
here
he sends the dove to us. And the Holy Spirit appears in the form of a dove. But the other is very big. The Holy Spirit is big, is huge. People despise the thing, he is not God. Never entered with his body in the heavens and earth which are.
He
entered in there with powers, is what he uses. And he sees us from above the heavens where his body bases. My question I'm asking, if the Holy Spirit,
yes,
praise Jesus, brethren,
we've
heard the body of the Holy Spirit is in the heavens above the, with the Father. And
we saw
in the heavens and earth which are, he sends his powers in there. Now within us, he uses powers of a voice. All that is in power. What we call gifts, these are powers of his.
Do
you think the Holy Spirit can come fit in you, you can blow up? We are given in measures. And a portion of him. What we call the measure of the grace of their gifts.
God
is big, is massive, is mighty.
And
some of people think, what is the Holy Spirit? That's why he never sits in the mercy seat.
He says that
let him come be the people.
Or
he can manifest and you see him right there.
Yes, we will.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga kutebe na yasala wuku sindika mani.
But on this one,
garabiki na mkari za wini bumesangu.
They appear in seven colors of rainbow.
Iranga, gasi ndiki wadalo kutuka neno jetuli.
They are sent reaching right where we are.
Netulaba roi nyibonge kende deko uramani gayo matono.
A rainbow has reduced there, its power has become minimal.
Mstoke uya nune nyanja.
And the rainbow is sucking waters from the left.
Ani yake mbwabanyo.
The water would have finished.
Yes, he was well done.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
My question is Revelation 5.
We see the Lord being given a book and
he
explained the God from the Holy Spirit. I'm requesting the enlightenment there.
Okay.
How did he appear in the throne in the third heaven? He can make a body for himself and appear there.
Are
you the one who makes a door through which he appears? For in Matthew 3, 15 and
17,
he made a body to stand in a door as he wished.
A
body can make any body as he wants. We don't make these bodies from heaven we are sent for.
Or
the angels, he will not make them.
Making
a body is what is hard to him.
It's
something very simple.
Think you've
understood it.
Why?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question is on his hands as the seraphs. At the seraphs within the Holy Spirit as we see Christ out of the
creation.
When you join them, you can make up his body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. In his fullness is meant to appear like that.
He's
the one in the image how he comes out of the Father and from the Lord Jesus and gets
out.
Now what concerns him are those branches from him.
You've
taken away to study the seraphs now. But let's speak brief of it. The seraph has how many wings? We see what there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are
you understanding?
Which one?
There are wings. Those are wings right there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The seraph together in total
are
six.
The
in the city of God appears
to you.
At this place where the last how he was meant to appear.
Above
him is there like the big seraphs.
I know mukono ogwate kaya gurunes.
A hand which displayed heaven and earth like a curtain.
The seraph has six hands.
The Holy Spirit made hands which are a number on him. Six times six.
He used 36
hands to pick
everything
up. You cannot stand him.
I don't know to do so.
When you understand his fullness,
you can
worship and say, Lord, you're worthy. You're still
amazed
at the Lord Jesus making heavens and earth, which are.
And
when we speak of the Holy Spirit,
you
will just move on to bow. This one is beyond. Now, the things of God. They are confusing to those who not understand. But to those with understanding, all things are easy.
Capacity
is Are your capacities crushing in your heads? I pray for the spirit to broaden your memory. If you're crushing in your memory,
asinzira waguru weguru okutunula munsi yonna nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Yobu esuli ya 28 28 osinzira waguru weguru yonna n'olaba muguru lyonna ne ku nsi tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kabaka ba kabaka era nga tukwebaza olw'okutuyigiriza okugasa nga bwe wasuubiza mu Isaaya 48:17 yegwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa Mukama olwaliro twogera bwe tuti gye tuli mu maaso go nti gwankubadde ng'otuyigiriza naye memori zaffe zirabika zikozi Miranga ntono kankano. Wanga tuwa ule mbefe sesuri yoku sato. Nichitu kuwa ni dokuwa na amani. Na amani. Okusoburu okukuwa atuobu gazi na obuguru mivugu. Nehidu tuina amani kubwafi. Wanga chawa andiki wa sivu katunda finbuka atu mesuri soka. Onyuro munana. Tineyumu mtu kubwa aliki aliba wa amani. Sivu. Oba wa amani bano kukuwa temi gambemi. Na obufungu na ayikabaka baka baka. Watu gamba ngo sinzi na muyokana. Ntimbade na binje vyo kubwa gamba. Na yesi towa yoku viteka sijiraba. Mukama tukusaba wagamba nayo mwe mtu kubalija alitubulira byonna kubanga wasubiza ngo yalija nagazi ya memoriza kale ogazi ya memoriza abantu kubanga baze kulusuzirwa okuyigirizibwa kyawandikwa mu Mike sule yokona nti balija kulusuzirwa okuyigirizibwa gwe Katonda era ne mu Isaya sule yokubiri bwete batuze kulusuzirwa rero batusaba okutuyigiriza naye tusobola era kuba amagezi gaffe sirwa buyeza so sirwa amanyi gaffe ngaba kyawandikwa sibo Katonda fominze ebintu byonna wagamba mu Zakariya sule yokona Siru wa manji, siru wa huyiza, nekuro moyo wa Katonda. Elatu wa uja sabo chitafu mwinza yemi tubyo na goyogera, gogama, tumundu kubaliji aliba wa mani. Ogoro mkono go, ngabu wagora kudani yeri, mudani yeri suri yekumi, na umu wa mani. Ogazie memori zaba antubano, ayo moyo wa mazima. Otumibwe, ero moyo mtukufu, era chitafu, ero mwano mkamafu Yesu. Otumo moyo ogazia memori zaba antubano, ukongero kubane wasito wa lingebi gambo, ebiyo kumanyano kutekira. Ngabu wankora sabo Katonda fi, Nemba ngasubira kutegera ebigambo ebyo mukutegera okwekike kya waggulu era nga sibuzaabuzibwa mu bigambo bino ne wankubadde okugwa eddalu ne wankubadde okulemerebwa olw'amaanyi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu kale ne bano Mukama oba w'amaanyi basobole okunyweza n'okukwata ebigambo bino bw'omwoyo omutukuvu sema kabaka kabaka tumanyi nga mu Zaburi 13 otuma omwoyo gwo ne bitondebwa otuma omwoyo gwo ne bikolebwa n'ozza obujja obwenyi bw'eggulu otonde mu baana amagezi memory ezimala era ozze bujja memory zaabwe ezibaddeko obutali butuukirivu n'okulemerwa n'ebiwuka ebibadde biri ekigambo kya Katonda bwe butali butuukirivu obwo kibuveemu era kinywerere mu magezi gaabwe kibeeremu sibo kabaka bakabaka otuukirize kubanga omwoyo mutukuvu fere tugenda kwewandiika mu bigambo bino naye gw'osobola kyawandiikibwa nti ebiso ebitasoboka bye bibyo aye Katonda afumiza ebintu byonna naye otubeera obunafu bwaffe otuma omwoyo w'awandiika ebigambo bino nga mbakolisa ekisooka ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu awandiike mu magezi gaabwe ne mukutegeera kwabo era abajjukize nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Yokaana 14:16 tibwalijja alibajjukiza byonna n'abayigiriza byonna weebala amafuta amalungi omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okukka okugaziya memori z'abantu bano n'okubasomesa ennaku zonna mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Amen. Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
When we
reach here, the memories were struggling. And the memories were struggling.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
Let's speak
Let's get the explain of the powers in the rainbow.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
They come
from the third heaven as we've heard. And they get down the four living creatures. And he comes to the Jerusalem of heaven. And he appears in the lampstand. And he
sends
from this world through the door of the heaven. In the form of colors of rainbow. According to Genesis 9. Let's read and read here. Genesis 9:8.
Katonda n'agamba Nuwa n'abaana be awamu naye nti nange laba nywezezza endagaano yange nammwe era n'ezzadde lyammwe erinaddangawo era na buli kiramu ekiri awamu nammwe ennyonyi ente na buli nsolo y'ensi awamu nammwe byonna biva mu lyato buli nsolo ey'ensi. Nange nanyweza endagaano yange nammwe, so ebirina omubiri byonna tebikyazikirizibwa nate mulundi gwakubiri n'amazzi ag'omulundi ogwokubiri n'amazzi n'amataba. So tewakyabaawo mataba nate omulundi gwakubiri okuzikiriza ensi. Katonda n'ayogera nti kano ke kabonero ak'endagaano gyendagaana nze nammwe na buli kitonde kiramu ekiri nammwe okutuusa emirembe egitaliggwaawo. Nteeka musoke wange ku kire era anaabanga kabonero ak'endagaano gyendagaana n'ensi gyendagaanye n'ensi. Kale olunaatuukanga bwe nnaaleetanga ekire ku nsi, musoke anaalabikanga ku kire, nange najjukiranga endagaano yange gyendagaanye nze nammwe na buli kitonde ekiramu ekirina omubiri kyonna.
Yes, ateeka musoke we kuki? Musoke wa Mukama oni mwoyo mutukuvu we.
The Lord, this is his Holy Spirit.
Ali wonna wonna.
Everywhere.
Nenga ita mukaliteza
mu. But he passes through colors of rainbow.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ziri musango. Ziri musango.
This is seven.
Shiba kuri.
Is it not that?
Emeyo ya Mukama jiri emeka.
How many are the spirits of God?
Yovora ba ye muzaburi ya 13.
That's why in Psalms 139.
Onyoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Makuru 8. Mukama afi yagamba ebigambo bino.
The Lord said these words.
Zaburi ya 139 olunyoro mukaga.
Psalms 139 verse 6.
Okumanya okulinga okwo kwa kitalo kunema. Kwa waguru sinza kukutuukako. Nagendawo okuva eri omwoyo gwo. Oba nadukira wa masogo.
Naga kuna imu kama.
He said, Lord.
Naga na wo kuveri o moyo.
Where we are right from your Holy Spirit.
Eda naga na wo kuveri ya masogo.
Where will I go from your eyes?
Ya gamba we ngamba ngende magombe jiri.
He said, when I go to hell, you're right there.
We ngamba mbuke ngende ye kuru jiri koma.
If I fled the end of the heavens.
Nga jori.
You are right there.
O moyo mtu kumutaya.
The Holy Spirit is right there.
Na imu nanga asposisa manji na masu. Amasogo kura ba.
His eyes to see everywhere.
Aida manya ganga kara zizaru.
Passing through powers of the colors of rainbow.
Buri riso ngari kumulida ba mongeri enja we.
Every eye sees in its own way.
That's
why though there is darkness, God remains seeing as these lights.
His eyes
have night visions, they have color through which they see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
if it's darkness, he remains seeing you.
Yes, even
though his spirits are seven,
their
powers appear in colors of rainbow.
You
just
take a color,
it puts on blue, and it puts on green, and it changes. He sees. That is the spirit of the Lord. The colors of rainbow show his powers.
And
from above we see that in the powers of the sea of lake of fire.
As
we see of planet earth, we see as if colors of rainbow on the color clouds. There is cut his powers at a very low level.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why in Revelation 5. Verse
4
and
5, they tell us this.
Revelation 4, verse 4 and 5.
Entebe y'obwakabaka yali yetoloddwa entebe z'obwakabaka 24. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde, nga bambadde engoye enjeru, ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu. Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe. Gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jukira twasuse tulaba entebe nga yeetooloddwa
rainbow. Remember we saw the sea throne surrounded by the rainbow.
Ne bagambye nti bw'omala okuyita ku bakadde abiri mu abiri.
They say after you pass the four living creatures.
Ati ojjukira Baba ino kumukirize ne manga mfastevi ni arabe bikondo vieta alomusa.
There they have to show him fastevi and see the seven lampstands.
But you come mugambe ni jemi omusa
vijani. And they tell him those are the seven spirits of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era mulimi ulala. Mulimi ulala.
And another language.
Mukubikudu esure ne yokota.
In Revelation 5.
Yuro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Bogera bwiba tukumioji na omusa.
They speak this of the seven spirits.
Kubikudu esura ya kuta lunyolo mukaga. Nenda ba wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga ngayimiridde ngafanana ngeyatibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gyemyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Emyoyo musanvu
the seven spirits
bwegiva waguru weguru
when they come from above the heavens
nejikirira
and they come down.
And they come
in the third heaven.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
And that
the seven eyes of God. They get the second heaven, the four living
creatures.
They come in the first heaven.
Anointed
cherubim. The anointed cherubims.
They appear in
the seven lampstands.
They don't
act the same as powers and colors of rainbow.
That's
how he moves.
That's why they
say, though you're even in darkness, God remains seeing you. They fly through you and see the spirit within you. Everything they first read it in you. What's beyond the Holy Spirit and His works we shall study as we study His fullness.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But these eyes, all the seven spirits, which
we have
seen in powers of rainbow,
their
names were given us in Isaiah.
Isaiah 11.
From verse
1
and
2.
Isaiah sura ya kumi na moja ulisoka. Era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka, n'ettabi eririva mu mizige liribala ebibala. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Those are
the seven spirits we see.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, the counsel, the spirit of power, the knowledge, the fear of God, the spirit of the Lord.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But, like we first told you, that from the third heaven, in the power of the sea of glass, the Holy Spirit moves on to descend down in the second heaven. It descends again in the first created heaven within the anointed cherubims, and he appears in the seven lampstands. After he is sent where we are in the colors of rainbow, but his rightfulness is not in any of these heavens where he lives. Why are we explaining all these words? That you understand if the powers of rainbow we show as the lake of fire,
but
they are different from the Holy Spirit.
He
is residing where? Then you know where the lake ends up. You understand where you've gone far there? But where is the place of wisdom?
Then
the place of understanding.
But
those are the seven spirits. You think, where is it? Let's read there and they tell us.
And
you understand where the lake of fire ends up.
The
words of higher wisdom
involves
joining a word upon a word.
Yobu esule yavili mom nana.
Job 28.
Unyolo yavili. Kala magezi gavawa. Nechifecho kutegera. No, n'ekifo okutegeera we kubeera kiri luddawa
nti kituufu tetuganya amagezi gatambula mukulu
lyonna
era nga mwoyo wa
Mukama
n'omwoyo w'okutegeera naye mwoyo naye ebifo we babeerera
ddala
jukira okutegeera gye kubeera n'amagezi gye
gabeera
okuteesa gye kubeera n'amaanyi gye
gabeera
okumanya gye kubeera
n'okutya
mukama kuli
eyo
naye ebifo byago biriruirwa
awali
okuddamu okumanya ennyanja
gy'esibira
katusome tuwulire
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyolo 21
Job 28 verse 21
Kubanga gakwekebwa amaaso g'abalamu bonna
Ankubuulira olaba okuva ku abakadde 24 be bakyajjukirako bokka
Only 24 elders and ones still remember this
Nti amagezi mutufu omwoyo mutukuvu wa ddala yasigala ye eri
Truly the rightful Holy Spirit remained above the heavens
Mu bujjuvu bwabeera
eri Fullness resides above the heavens
naye wano okuva kubiramu ebirina okukkirira
bakerubi
bamalayika
omunyenye
obutonde bwonna ku
nsi
tebujjukira gabeerawo amagombe gaagamba twagawulirako mu kutondebwa eddoboozi ly'amagezi jjukira amagezi yasawo emisingi
egy'ensi
yasinziirawo
waggulu
w'eggulu
ye
naye nga bye tusoma bikulu
mukamakwebaza
kuba bwe tuyigiriza mukama kanguwulira ekintu kimu teri asobola kugatira bigambo
ebyo
okugjako nga katonda yatuyambye nga bwe kiri leero tekisoboka tosobola kigatta
newoolaba
okutegeera obutegeezi nti ennyanja y'omuliro etandikira
kati
oli okwotegeera entambula
yaayo
katwongere tusome
yobu 28
yobu essula ya 28 olunyiriro lwa 22 Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriro lwa
21
kubanga gakwekebwa amaaso g'abalamu bonna era gaakisibwa ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga okuzikirira n'okufa kwogera nti twawulira ekigambo kyago n'amatu gaffe
nti twawulirako edda amagezi nga gasawo emisingi
gy'ensi
era n'amagombe egaali gatondebwa nga
Even hell.
Bawulira nti wabeewo amagombe.
They said we had let there be hell.
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriro lwa 23.
Job 28:23.
Katonda ategeere ekkubo lyago.
Ekkubo ly'amagezi.
The way of wisdom.
Manya ga makubo ga Katonda mmanyi gali musanvu.
The ways of God we know there are 7.
Naye bulijjo teryagategeera bulungi. Okujjako omaze otegeera ebyomusanvu lw'otegeera amakubo.
No one understood except when you realize the 7 spirits when you can know these ways.
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriri olwa 24.
Job 28:24.
Kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Kitaffe asinziira mu
abaavu
ng'akozesa omwoyo omutukuvu
yennyini
akola amaaso ge n'alaba mu ggulu lyonna paka ne ku nsi. Kitaffe
asinziire
n'alengera mu ggulu kati eyo gye yasinziira n'alaba amagezi n'agamba beera jjukira baatandika bonsatule kitaffe n'ekigambo
kaakati
bye twogerako bigambo byewala
naye
katonda byonna yabitutegeka
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriri olwa 24 kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna okukolera empewo ekigera weewaawo apima amazzi n'ekipima bwe yateekera enkuba etteeka n'ekkuba ery'okumyansa okukwatuka. Awo n'alyoka agalaba n'agabuulira. Yaganyweza weewaawo n'agakenneenyeza ddala. Era n'agamba abantu nti, laba okutya Mukama okwo ge magezi.
Babeera mu kifo ky'ekimu.
They are on the same place.
Omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
The spirit of fear of God.
N'omwoyo wa magezi.
And the spirit of wisdom.
Nakati kiri bwe kiti.
It is like this.
Bw'otunulira ku kikondo kino eky'edda.
When you look at the lampstand.
Okutya Mukama.
The fear of God.
Ge magezi.
It is wisdom.
Omu bwe aba ali ku kkono.
If one is on the right.
Omulala ali ku ddyo.
Another is on the left.
Ky'olaba wali
eyo. It's what you see right there.
Emibiri gyabwe mba serafi, engeri ya kwa serafi.
In the form of the seraphs.
Okutya Mukama.
The fear of God.
Agoge magezi.
That is wisdom.
Okutegeera.
The understanding.
Okumanya.
Is the knowledge.
Okuteesa.
The counsel.
Emanyi ga Mukama.
The power of God.
Ati elimu ababu osobola omanya we babeera.
Above the heavens you can know where they dwell.
N'omanya omwoyo omutukuvu abeera wa.
You know the Holy Spirit where he dwells.
Atibabuzisa omwoyo wa Mukama yaliwo
ye. Who is the spirit of the Lord in this fullness?
Oyo yakola entebe kitaffe n'omwana kwe batuula.
The one making the throne, the Father, and the Son.
N'akulukuta okuva mu ntebe yaabwe ng'emigga omugga gw'amazzi
amalala. Those people are thrown as living waters.
N'adividinga omubiri gwe.
Divides his body up.
Ebyo tujja bitegeera mu abaana.
You know that above the heavens.
Sawa zino kizibu.
At this time it's better happen.
Ati siringizaayo okwoko.
But at least you foresee in there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Okutya Mukama agoge magezi.
The fear of God is wisdom.
Ejeme ojibiri sibo moyo mtukuvwe ombiri jajira bisibo amwa above.
The Holy Spirit manifests his body above the heavens.
Iri nyanja jesibira.
And that's where the lake ends up.
Akati kiri bwe kiri.
It's like this.
Oru kumanti tulabi ba serafi.
Because we've seen seraphs.
Ati ntwaga tubakwanaganye no moyo
mtu. We want to connect them with the Holy Spirit.
Mamba gambe bachija chitia.
Others ask how comes.
Nipo asoso kunyonyoka.
But we got to first get explained.
Ati gambe kusinda ku kikondo chetale.
He said according to the lampstand.
Kiraga patsi oba o yandi badde seraphi omu.
He shows the one who appeared as the first seraph.
Gaina iwo watu bamukaga.
And he has six wings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yandi badde ono wa magezi.
The one who had been of wisdom.
Utegeera
understanding
no atude ko
let's get to the
moyo wa magezi
the spirit of wisdom
wo kutegeera
understanding
wo kutegeera
and of the counsel
bana bitu andu lindenga baserafi ngabogeriziganya
those who have looked at them as the seraphs as we spoke
ngabogeriziganya
and they speak together
then waliyo na bali kumukono gweri ngabaga abaabeno
also the ones who on the other side speak to those there
akati soma Isaiah mukaga tulabe
read Isaiah 6 and we see
kubanja gada funza ensonga
why want to summarize this issue
yes kwagala kule ngeze nyanja mwiro jeko
we just want to show you ahead where the lake of fire is
hey mulimu amagezi manji
but
you jage tagisawo
high wisdom needed there
patulire
let's hear
Isaiah esule yomukaga olinyoli soka
Isaiah 6 verse 1
mumwaka kabaka Uzia mayafira nalaba Mukama ng'atudde ku ntebe empanvu eyagulumizibwa n'ekirenge kye nga kijjula yeekaalu. Baseraafi baali bayimiridde waggulu we.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Baseraafi abo.
Both seraphs.
Bw'oba olaba entebe mukulu ery'okusatu.
When you see the throne in the third heaven.
Obalaba nga bali eri waggulu.
You see them above it.
Kukino ekifaananyi ekitono.
On this small image.
Wano waliwo seraphi yaliwo ne wano.
There is a seraph there and the one up.
Naye ate entebe erabibwa wano.
But the throne is seen right there.
Kati yali alaba ebintu binene.
Now we saw the thing.
Baalinga bamulisizaako wabweru w'eggulu.
They had showed him what's outside the heaven.
Alyoka alengere ba seraphi.
Then we saw the seraphs there.
Isaiah esula ey'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah 6 verse 2.
Baseraphi baali bayimiridde waggulu we. Buli omu yalina ebiwawaatiro mukaaga.
Baali bameka?
How many were they?
Kale bw'oba tomanyi myoyo gye tosobola kubategeera.
If you don't know those spirits, you cannot know how many they are.
Baseraphi abatuufu bali mukaaga.
The rightful seraphs are six.
Nga bw'olaba ebiramu ebina.
Just as you see
the four. Bibeera bina.
If they are four.
Bibeera n'ebiwawaatiro bina.
They have four wings.
N'emikono ena.
Even four hands.
Basera
the seraph
wabera ni watu bomukaga
they have six wings
ne mikono jiwa mukaga na wabera mukaga
and a six day two they appear to be six Now the technology is a bit advanced here.
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
So,
finish the seraphs and we see.
Isaiah 6:2. Covers
the eyes and makes an entire mountain. You heard
one
say, I was in spirit, I was taking the
Jerusalem.
I saw a new Jerusalem coming down. He was
on the
top of the stone. He had made a mountain on himself.
Covers
the eyes.
You see
a mountain stretched through. That's a very tall mountain.
You are going to go to the mountain.
And they make
you
like the mountains which come from other mountains. Joking with the Holy Spirit. These are great things.
Let's read there and
head.
Isaiah 6:2.
You can see a mountain elevating, moving up to the up and to and flow the grounds.
When you
go above the heavens to the Holy Spirit, at least your forward sin, you will have been eased ahead. Listen. Isaiah 6:3.
Another
is on the right hand telling the one on the left. He's holy. What's above the heavens? Isaiah 6:3.
Mutukuvu, mukama weje, ensiyo nejude ekitiibwa kye. N'emisingi gy'emiryango ne ginyeenyezebwa. Olw'eddoboozi y'oyo eyayogerera waggulu, ennyumba n'ejjula omukka. Ne ndyoka njogera nti zinsanze kubanga nfudde, kubanga ndi muntu wa mimwa egitali mirongoofu, era ntula wakati mu bantu ab'emimwa egitali mirongoofu, kubanga amaaso gange galabye Kabaka Mukama w'eggye. Omu ku baseraafi n'alyoka abuuka n'ajja gye ndi, ng'alina eryanda eryaka mu ngalo ze.
You think he got to fly, the spirit of fear of God. He owns the altar down here, you see. Let's see whether it is like that. Isaiah 6:6.
Omu ku baseraafi n'alyoka abuuka n'ajja gye ndi, ng'alina eryanda eryaka mu ngalo ze, lye yali ajje ku kyoto ne namagalo.
Ha ha ha.
Kati ono inanyini choto kino kyolengere ni
mbona. The altar you sit down here.
Omuliro ye source.
The fire which is the source.
Wano olusozi luwabu.
This is tall mountain.
Na yu mudomo munda.
But inside.
Agayaji aga kurukuta.
There are seeds of fire.
Oyewo mkago.
A sixth seraph.
Serafi.
A seraph.
Angubuli. Goba wa kwasoma kwa nawe bakerubi obune.
We started with the size of the cherubims.
Akati.
Now.
Wetutu kako kubiramu.
When we reach the 411 creatures.
Ite gizan serafi ya vera wakubisa ama binoni ya meka.
It means the seraph multiplies. Oh.
Bulijiramu chivachi. Chivurako. Ebirundi. Ebiri.
Every seraph is lacking. Every living creature is lacking two. To make a seraph.
Ati chite gizan bakerubi.
It means the cherubim.
Serafi ya vera wakubisa ama binoni ya meka.
A seraph multiplies them at six times one cherubim.
Okola seraph yo.
To make one seraph.
Nitu wanaba kerubi bali mbilioni kilometers.
But we saw the kerubi in their height, they were in billion kilometers as we calculated.
Mwena wabwa ya karo kubaba, nubali na kubiwa watu.
If you want to calculate
serafi mkaga,
the wings,
mwena mwena bina,
a seraph has six wings.
Serafi mwena mwena mkaga.
A seraph six wings.
Mwena mkaga.
Six hands.
Mwena mwena.
Four living creatures.
Mwena mwena mwena.
Four wings.
Bulichimu.
Each one.
Mwena mwena
mwena. With four hands each.
Kerubi.
A kerubi.
Mwena mwena mwena.
With two wings.
Emekono ebiri
in two hands.
Kati okufuna omu ogenda okubisamu nga bw'otola.
Get one people to apply them up to the seraph up.
Kati serafi
oyo
avunanyizibwa ku muliro
oyo. The one responsible of the fire.
Nga gumaze osibuka mu kitaffe butereevu omwoyo omutukuvu n'akulukuta.
Guess from the father direct and the spirit.
Asooka n'abulanchingako n'akola serafi w'omuliro.
First branches off makes a seraph a fire.
N'akola serafi omulalo w'amagezi.
And makes another seraph of wisdom. What color is that? White.
Yes, you.
Praise Jesus.
Makes
the one of understanding.
You understand
the color of rainbow when we study creation.
Yes, you. Yes.
Praise Jesus. But the throne of the Father gets out as a spring. And it
falls
down. There is fire on the top, you see waters of life. In the basement there is a fire, always the fire is hidden down there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
that is the seraph of fire. An entire mountain.
When you read
Revelation
21,
verse
8,
and you hear a word like this,
Revelation 21:8. Omugabo gwabwe gulibeera mu nnyanja eyaka n'omuliro n'ekibiriiti kwe kufa okwokubiri. Ne wajja omu ow'okuba malayika omusanvu abalina ebibi omusanvu abajjula ebibonyoobonyo omusanvu eby'enkomerero n'ayogera nange n'aŋŋamba nti jangu nnaakulaga omugole omukazi ow'omwana gw'endiga n'antwala mu mwoyo ku lusozi olunene oluwanvu. Nanda ekibuga ekitukuvu Yerusalemu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eriyo jasinga n'olusozi ninga mune serafu mulamba yakolera olusozi.
You'll find a mountain, but a seraph makes up that mountain.
Spiritual
mountains, which says, I saw a mountain in the spiritual realm.
Oru alengera ekibuga Yerusalemu kijja ngolese kino.
Now we see the new Jerusalem coming.
Kubanga lere gulu n'ensibi n'obubiri.
Where heavens and earth are today.
E chibuga chiri Jerusalem chiri mukureja ni sembia bochari chitundo boteri.
The Jerusalem city that makes up new heavens and new earth is where it sat.
Na ye kya sikuli bwa mukatunu ne batonda we kulune ensi.
But was lifted up into and made the heavens and earth which are.
Ati mukuva okwa kulune ensi biliwo.
Now the passing away of heavens and earth which are.
Jerusalem yali no kudda tu
ne kulune. That Jerusalem has to come back or occupy its position.
Ibura buri yalabanga e chibuga
echi. That's why before you saw as a city coming down.
But
those who shall see them above the heavens. Don't think of them so much.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
But
they have said
that
truly
abono, munyanje yachi.
The evil will be within the lake of fire.
Remember,
scriptures we study, speaking of new heavens and new earth.
So now we're going to go back and we're going to go back and
wrong to love neither in the new heavens and new earth, but within the seraph of fire. For heaven and earth which I have to pass away.
No,
the lake of fire has to end up into its source.
Another
would have asked a question.
Is
to pass away. Where is the lake of fire going to be?
There
is the new heavens and new earth. The seraphs are residing and dwelling there. And there is that whom in him gathers all the fire. How it flows from the Father. That's where they will be shut from.
Yes, but yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
says
that
where the ways meet, wisdom dwells there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the ways of God are seven. But we have one highway. It's the Spirit of the Lord. This one is one who moves to the Jerusalem, which is new. And that's why the Bible says that the
evil
will not enter the city. They will be shut within the spirit of fear. And
it's
fire entering from the Father to enter into the spirit of fear.
And
those to pass these other five ways with understanding, counsel, the power, and knowledge, they are to reach the main highway and they enter the new Jerusalem, both the new heavens and the new earth. Now concerning those ways,
you
study it in above the heavens. Right now, the wisdom of movement is above the heavens.
Yet,
we still study right in the first grade of heaven, in the realm above. We are meant to study the second heaven, the third. Then we go to above the heavens. If you know connected
to them,
remain understanding, but you understand more when you reach there. What is taking us here? We did want you not to know where the lake of fire ends to. Revelations 22:8, they tell you this. Revelations 22 from verse 8.
Nange Yokana
Revelations
21:8. Nayabati, Navata Kiriza, Navagwagwa, Navasi, Navenzi, Navarogo, Navasinze Bifanani, Navalimba Bonna, Omugabo gwabwe gulibeera mu nnyanja eyakana omuliro n'ekibiriiti. Kwe kufa okwokubiri. Ne wajja omu ow'okuba malayika omusanvu abaalina ebibya omusanvu abajjula ebibonyobonyo omusanvu eby'enkomerero n'ayogera nange n'angamba nti jangu naakulaga omugole omukazi ow'omwana gw'endiga n'antwala mu mwoyo ku lusozi olunene oluwanvu n'andaga ekibuga ekitukuvu Yerusaalemi nga kikka okuva mu ggulu ewa Katonda nga kirina ekitiibwa kya Katonda okumasamasa kwakyo ng'ejjinja ery'omuwendo omungi ennyo.
Ebyekibuga bye tujja kuba
tubisomako
kyensinga okwagala okuba nga tusomako kigamba simanyi olunyiri oluliwa.
What I want most to study.
So,
it says among the evil, no one will enter the city. 22.
Kubikulire sura ya 2 mu emonyerwa 2 mu musango.
21:27 Revelations.
Sote muliyingira mucho nakatono ekintu kyonna kitali kirongofu. Ne wakubadde akole ekyomuzizo n'obulimba. Wabula bo bokka abawandiikibwa mu kitabo eky'obulamu eky'omwana gw'endiga.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All the evil lies will not enter the city of Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, Jerusalem. Yes.
Do not enter the new Jerusalem.
What did you say, Jerusalem?
Though we started this Jerusalem, which is today of heaven,
but
there is the other calling which is above the heavens.
Once you appear like this, one of our changes a little.
In the other, there is no cherubims in it.
It's the mercy surrounded with the thrones of the 24 elders.
It shifts from the third heaven, they are not there.
So if you have to be to
see. And we shall see that when you reach.
Yes, you see.
Praise Jesus.
I expect you to realize
where the lake of fire is sourced from.
Above
the heavens.
Can
you move on, preach it to another person? Because you're still laughing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When we reach
above the heavens, we'll be able to understand it clear.
The good thing
now, you know where it begins from.
At least you can
explain how it moves up.
It
reaches the third heaven.
Because
stretching out of the third has been the problem.
But
we don't know much what's above the heavens.
There
is much wisdom in them.
First, explain the seven colors of rainbow to be seven spirits.
And they make up those seas. How they get back above the heavens.
And you
connect them on the seven spirits.
And you connect
them on the
seraphs. And
you see the seraph of fire.
There
are things that broaden.
Yes, yes, man.
Praise Jesus.
But that's
how the lake of fire moves to above the heavens.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
we reach the third heaven in our heavenly journey, we shall hear them say, remove stones in the ways of God, to children of God, to enter. Open their highway that they enter. They will be opening these five ways for us.
The seraphs
are terminals which lead to the Jerusalem.
In them,
they blocked them with stones. They begin to remove the stones. We shall be passing through them and we are enjoying the experience. You see the lightings. And we are going to end up in the Spirit of God. We shall end up with the well of living waters. That's what the Bible says.
It
will lead us to God, the Spirit of God.
Spirit
of God, we enter and get into the city.
We
pass through the channels of those streams.
But
what I speak is about the heavens. Let's finish of the heavens down here.
And
when you reach, expect someone to
look
for you. Explain them on the ground of the altar. Don't first go ahead. The way it goes, that will be so heavy for someone. You want to go out teaching someone now. Altar, explain from there.
You get scriptures like we've moved with them.
If you see them understand quick, you show them how it gets up the third heaven. If you see them understand, take them to above its source, three aspects, levels.
How it writes the third heaven.
If you teach someone of the lake of fire, you go to the above, that is high. They don't know there's even above the heavens.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
Let's end here today.
Except you have
a question.
On the Sunday,
we
come back in the city of God. This time we come to see seven groups of angels. Their life in the city of Jerusalem and their work to the children of God. That's what people love most. But Jerusalem is one of the last portions. After we studied the city and all things,
on Sunday
we shall begin. Groups of angels which are seven.
Their
life in the Jerusalem city of heaven. They eat, they sleep or not.
Another
never knew how angels appear. Maybe they are sleeping there. Oh, they cook. Maybe they build the houses. Some of you were lied that angels are in heaven building. The other city with the spirit, they too are living in it. How is their life? How is their size? Are they short or they are tall? Do they visit or they don't visit?
Do
they share territories that no one crosses to another or not?
Movie by the movie Tanda,
and the plates or the cups.
Simani Murimugo is, you know, the gas book and
maybe they are gas cookers and the other things. Who seated you begin to put your fire and smoke in? Angels make food. We shall study it. Inside
the wardrobe.
When you go to study it,
you can't go
to its first level even.
When you get it up,
to your size, it's big.
But
the level we are on this world is very minimal, small. Find a room without a bed.
No,
you just press for the bed to come. And you press the cord for the bed. It's within you. You know it. Everything comes to display for you.
You want to have a carpet there.
Burns. There are no your toilets to go to mess up the environment. There's no funding in that city.
You
want to take your bottoms and you fart from there.
There are no bathrooms
that you're so sweet in there.
I mean, no boss, and you'll be sorry.
We only have to go to the upper body, doesn't it? Eating so much.
Wabu Kugaman to be the Kumbramo,
let's try to be in the life of eating.
No, Wokuna no day of Giras, but I want Giras is just a few.
You had just glasses of sapphire and jasper.
Ogena Kumugambo, Senamas, Jobo,
There are pools. The city was wired
by
this water of life. It comes from the springs of the city. The other life is very different. That's why you can understand that, see the seven groups of angels. Their works and their life. Or their lifestyle.
bachara ni yesu bove no bove mu omulandira no genda mundala obera nga agenze redi jiwabadde
as if you've gone where you've been
tebakugamba atono nyeje
no ask you what have you come for here
otuka bali bovera na babera bakumanyi
ask you what they know you
ne wangwado ga mu omulandira
do you are in another homeland.
That's why I
want to make you get used to that life. You
can go to the family
of the others and be with them as if you're in your home. After you start to
realize,
you know how we have to carry ourselves as church. And we do what's done in heaven and
we do your heart.
You see of the church of the earth,
they
possessed it. Something as you, but they
were called.
They had copied the life of the angels.
But you mind those who get a Mugundi, Rumu, Malaika, Abdi, Yabandasura, Yagansam Homeland, and no Sulam.
You know, you can go in a room, and your Gabriel lived that he has got another homeland.
You see and you
find you in the
Mova
and you are in the saints.
And
you get your
God
and you speak.
These
things.
Let's put
God bless you.